We're back on CKLN 88.1 Special International Women's Day programming, and we've just had a caller, and this person did not want to speak on air, but has asked a question, and Fran has been speaking to her. Do you want to respond to the question?
Okay. What she asked was one of her friends is having a difficult time and has been hospitalized, but her friend doesn't want her to know. So there's a kind of like another friend in between who's been helping her. So I guess as a someone on the outside, how can she help the person, the woman that's really having a difficult time without intruding or without her knowing? How can friends help, I guess? Apparently she has like an appointment with a professional, but it's not for a month, so what can she do in the meantime?
That's kind of hard, because you have to respect the confidentiality of your friend. That's really hard.
Is this somebody who's in the institution right now?
No.
In a psychiatric?
No.
Okay.
Well, Lucy, what would you say to somebody who's, has been within the psych system and may find themselves further into it if they're seeking, you know, as they say, professional help mm-hmm. for a problem? Like, what would you say to friends of that person to
right.
encourage, you know, to help them get what they need with or without that so-called professional help?
Right. I'm going to answer that. Kristen, I just want to say one thing to the caller who called, that feel free to call back and clarify the question, and we don't have to do it on air. If your friend is going through a difficult time, it could be in any sort of realm. I'm not sure if it's like you were talking maybe about suicide or just generally general depression or just general crisis. I think Michelle's right. I think to a certain extent you have to accept a person's experience and let them unfold in a way that they feel most comfortable, and figure out the balance between being there and stepping back. Perhaps this person does want to have, I would offer options, like perhaps they want to have contact with the psych system. Maybe that's something that'll work for them. An alternative also to, if you're having a difficult time, is to go to the Gerstein Center, which is a crisis center that you can stay for a couple of days. It's not medical model, so they're not going to be focused on labeling you. They'll just give you a room to stay and have space, and there's counselors there if you want to talk. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And the telephone number for the Gerstein Center is 929-5200. That's 416-929-5200. Alternately, an important thing to remember for anyone, if you have contact with the psych system, is that within that system, you have rights. And you have a right to informed consent. That is, that any treatment that's being offered to you, that you have you're told what it's going to do, if there are any side effects, because probably it'll be drugs, and what alternatives exist. And within any psychiatric hospital, there's a patient advocate office, and their responsibility is to come to you and inform you of your rights, and you know what you can do and can't do, depending on what the primary doctor tells you. But that's hard. I just want to acknowledge that it is hard when somebody you care about is going through a hard time. My difficulty is always that I want to make it better for them. And sometimes you can't always do that.
Going back to the confidentiality aspect of it, I think there's an intermediate or a mediating friend. There is a friend that does know, and then the friend that doesn't know. There's probably a reason why your friend may not want you to know, and I think you do have to respect that, because if you go up to your friend and say, you know, I know that this is happening, it's probably not going to be a good thing. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a friend through another friend. Why can't you help the mediating friend access resources or get information? Help the mediating friend have discussions with your friend, maybe opening up a space of safety for your friend. So maybe the friend will end up disclosing to you what's going on with her life. But certainly, you know, don't forget, she's a grown-up, right? And you have to respect that.
I just wanted to say, in the First Nations, what we do is basically we have to wait till that person wants to come and get help. And so we provide the safe environment for them to come and disclose and do that work and support them.
Just wanted to remind our listeners that you can give us a call if you'd like to ask any questions or make any comments of what you've been listening to. The number is 416-595-1655. And thank you to our first caller.
Do any of our panelists would like to make any general comments about support and about what people can offer to people who are close to them?
I just wanted to start. When Rosalie comes in, I was mentioning 4 times a year for 2 weeks at a time. The in-between, there's 3 months in between her visits, and usually that's what I do as a coordinator is I make sure and follow up with clients and do aftercare with them. And some of the questions they have when they're having a difficult time, there's lots of rage and outrage about the issues that they're dealing with. And so what we provide is tools for them, tools that they can use on their own to deal with their rage or whatever emotions they're going through.
Mm-hmm. We work on 2 levels, I think, at CCVT. One on the level of service provision, and the other through the volunteer program on the level of relational or relationships. And I'm going to just speak about the relationship part of it because I'm not a counselor and I'm not a therapist, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But certainly from what I have experienced through the volunteer program, you know, volunteers are not expected to be counselors or therapists. Sometimes it's just more important to be a friend than to necessarily do something. You know, because there are resources out there. You know, the friend is part of the network. The agency is part of the network. There are professional resources out there if that is necessary or desired or needed. But sometimes all you need to be is a friend. And all kinds of things can develop from that. So I keep counseling volunteers, don't get so nervous, you know, just be a friend.
Yeah, I was just thinking about my own experience when I was part of a sexual abuse survivors group that was also at the same time an activist type of anti-violence, anti-racist group. And something that was important to us was not to have to do the work of educating our friends. So I would, you know, hand out a lot of book titles to people and ask them to read and ask them to educate themselves and to take the time. And that really helped me personally when people were willing to do that for me.
I was thinking too that sometimes because I've been privileged enough to have an education and I've been privileged enough to learn about the feminist movement and other movements, I get caught up in forgetting that not everybody has had those experiences and that privilege as well, and that people... that there's something to be said in the way that people need to express whatever is going on with them and allowing space for that to be, because not everybody has, and I'm going to go back to this word language, to express what's going on inside. And we can't, I try not to get caught up in what my assumptions are about what's going on inside for that person. I can only offer resources or tools or whatever you want to call it, and give the person the space to, and give that person trust that they actually know how to figure out their way out of whatever difficult time they're going through, while acknowledging that actually life is difficult, and it's getting more difficult every day as the world seems to be falling apart around us. And I think that that's what we need to be talking about, and it's actually, that makes sense to me, that we're all going through difficult time these days especially.
We do have another caller on the air. Caller, would you like to make a comment or have a question?
Yes, I would like to know where I would be able to, like, what I'd be able to access in the manner of help, and because I have post-traumatic stress disorder, and I was wondering, I've been shuffled around from place to place and not really getting the help, and I'm not one to really go out there and make a lot of noise about what I want because it's difficult to talk about what I want. I was wondering if there was any place or services that would be out there for someone such as myself.
Have you tried the Women's Referral and Education Center?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I don't happen to have the number handy, but maybe one of us can look it up quickly. The Women's Referral and Education Center is actually a great place to start, because what you do is you call them up and you can tell them a little bit about what's going on in your life, and they will offer you... they basically are a resource center with a number of different kinds of counselors and therapists, and they'll ask you questions about how much you can afford, where in the city you live, do you want a therapist who has experience with racism or any other specific issues, and you can tell them everything you want, and they'll give you a number of names, and then you can choose, based on the names that they give you, who you want to call. So that would be a place to start. And I just want to say that, I just want to acknowledge that it is difficult to get sort of good help in the city. And the reason for that is because we don't really have an adequate system that works. We just, for example, the psych system is just a big system with a bunch of little systems in it that don't really work well together and aren't really well coordinated. So it kind of depends on what you want. Like if you want a sort of psychotherapy approach, or if you want like a psychiatric approach. And I don't want to get into talking about it too much with you on air, but you might want to try the Women's Referral and Education Center.
Okay, and when could I have the number if you have it handy?
We're just accessing it now.
Hey, Ben. One thing I wanted to know, there's the issue of trust as well. How many people would they have a lot of people there? Because if you don't trust one, you would have to go to another as well.
Are you talking about the Women's Referral and Education Center?
No, I mean like one person in one place. Like in this education center?
Yeah.
Is there enough people there so that if you don't trust one person, you can go to another?
Yeah, you have the power to decide, right? This is your life. You're going to be paying this person presumably some amount, maybe even a small amount, maybe no amount, and you have a right to decide which person you want to see. The referral line is basically just a line that'll give you information and a bunch of different counselors and therapists' names and numbers. They'll give you like a lot of details about those therapists, like what their specialty is, how many years they've been working, etc. Like, so I would actually make up a list of questions that are important to you before you call, give them a call, tell them what you're looking for, see what they can offer, and then once you get all those names, shop around, because you have a right to get somebody that is going to help you with some of the stuff that you're working through.
And the number for the Women's Counseling Referral and Education Center is 416-534-7501. Again, 534-7501.
I also want to point out, that they have produced a really good booklet. And, you know, if you don't feel comfortable speaking to them right away, because they do schedule an appointment and they talk to you for 10 or 15 minutes before they come up with a list of names, but you can get that booklet. You can pick it up at the Rape Crisis Center, for example, I know, at many other women's services, or you can call them and get them to mail that to you. And in the booklet, there's already quite a bit of useful information that should help you.
Sorry, I just had another thought. I'll just offer this up to you. The City of Toronto has various community health centers. And in community health centers, they have sort of a kind of grassroots community approach to healthcare. And you can find the one that's closest to where you live. And usually if you go there, you can see a counselor there, and that would be covered under OHIP, and you wouldn't have to pay for that. So that may be another avenue that you may want to check out. For example, if you're in the Parkdale area, there's a Parkdale Community Health Center. If you're around Queen and Bathurst, there's the Queen West Community Health Center. There's one in Davenport and Perth. There's quite a number of them.
Dundas and Sherbourne, I think. I wanted to say, too, that if you don't feel like you're ready to sort of really go out there and find a therapist or a counselor or find a support group,
and you just want to talk about what you need. The Toronto Rape Crisis Center, Multicultural Women Against Rape, has a crisis line, and you know, they have people that are trained to just sort of talk through things with people, and the number there is 597-8808, and that's a completely confidential, anonymous. I mean, you don't have to tell them anything about yourselves if you call and just wanted to sort of throw some ideas around. So thanks a lot for your call.
Okay, then. Okay, and thanks a lot.
For our listeners, if you want to give us a call, 416-595-1655 is the number. We are talking with Fran Tababandong, Michelle Millard, Lucy Costa, and we're talking about healing from trauma. What does healing look like? Do we even want to heal from some of the terrible things that happen? What does healing mean in this context of a world with a lot of really nasty things happening in it? So we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and talk some more about some of these issues. You're listening to International Women's Day programming on CKLN 88.1 FM.
This is the calm before the storm, my sisters. You are the wind day. And I the rain. And yes, we will rain.
We are the
melting pot's
rain.
Boiling over, and we are the fire beneath.
Love
this is the volcano eruption. You are the lava and I the rock. And yes,
away,
we will rock.
Not away.
When your heart is broken, my heart will pound.
This
and when I have fallen, you rise
journey.
From the ground. When you have no cloak,
you
take the one off my back.
Away.
And when I try to run away, you help me unpack.
Key,
and when your hands tremble, my hands
me.
Will hold on. And when my legs are
but
weak, your legs
away,
will walk strong. And when I am blind,
away.
You will see. When you can't be strong, my sister, I will be.
This
when I am shaken, you will lie
journey.
Still. And when I can't go on, you will
we
go deeper. For you are
away.
Your sister's keeper. When you verge sanity,
love
I will be sane.
And
when my mind is dry, you will reign. When you are cold, I will make fire. And you'll be the net when I stroll the high wire. And when your eyes well, I will bless the tears. And when I curse the days, you will bless the years. And when I am blind, you will see. When you can't be strong, I will be. When I am shaken, you will lie still. And when you can't go on, I will go deeper. For I am my sister's keeper.